Right. To keep my hand in a position like this, let's reduce that, see whether we've managed to... It's still there. Yes, oh well. Anyway, apart from that, this is VK3JO and the test is concluded.
VK3DTR testing. VK3DTR. Test concluded.
Testing on 160 meters, now clear of the frequency.
VK3 Bravo Quebec Mike, testing on 160 meters, test concluded and clear of the frequency.
VK3JO, 160 metres, and good morning to all on frequency. Quite a nice morning with the change, and still this feedback. Cut that microphone gain back just a little more there to keep that under control, although it varies a bit anyway. Right, there we are. So, stations heard testing this morning was with Rob, VK3DTR. The next one was audible anyway, 3AGP. I think your carrier was more or less swamped out by BQM, but heard your voice identification before BK3BQM. So we'll give you a second spot there this morning, Gus. AGP and Reg BQM. So I wonder if there's anyone else around this morning. VK3JO standing by.
I heard another carrier there. Good morning, VK3CKL.
VK3DCP.
yes, it was just a whisper the first time there, Michael. I did hear the whisper there, and but whatever it was that you did, it came back to normal on the after Kevin's VKL. So, and just as well there, I don't doubt if, Kevin did mention just the carrier. So that was Michael 3DCP. Okay, well, is there anybody else there, VK3JO? No, nobody else. All right, oh well, this morning's been taken up with the 40 metre contact there with Brian, varying conditions, signals fading and up and down, but a few others there too, so that's taken up most of the morning there on 40 metres. Right, anyway, the change occurred late yesterday afternoon here, and no rain with it, and of course it took a while for the cooler atmosphere to penetrate, but anyway, it's much more of a, comfortable this morning. Bright sunshine and a little bit of cloud about, not much, I think it's just about clear anyway now, so quite a pleasant morning. Okay, Rob, what's happening in your neck of the woods there? VK3DTR with the group, VK3JO.
VK3JO, VK3DTR in the group. Filter is in. Hope the modulation is about right with the mic. I've marked the position that should be. And a lovely clear audio from you, Herb, 20 over 9 I'm reading here. And good morning to Gus, Reg, Kevin and Mike. All right, let's see. A nice letter received in the mail today from you, Herb. That's a riot, isn't it? Lovely. Yes, indeed. I must let Michael hear about that one day. He'd really enjoy it. And how things come flashing into your mind. I was reading something in Bright Light, and I remember in my younger days, retained vision, looking at something bright, used to fade fairly quickly, but not so quickly now. In the not the salad years, but a bit further down the track, I reckon. Anyway, retained vision, and having managed the picture theatre in Adelaide many, many, many years ago, if it wasn't for retained vision, you wouldn't be able to watch films. No doubt about that. 24 frames a second, I think I'm right. And it's because of retained vision it looks like a smooth movement. Anyway, that's enough of that. VK3AGP, VK3DTR.
It's fine, Rob, VK3DTR with the group. VK3AGP, good morning all. Good morning to any listening friends. And I've come back with the main transmitter this morning. I changed it over yesterday afternoon, and whether it's any better than the other one, I'll just have to await reports. But I can't remember where I used to set the mic gain on this modulator. If I turn it up too high, it does develop a bit of audio feedback of some sort, so I'll leave it where it is, see how we go. quite a pleasant day here, Herb. I've done another coat of that, those chest of drawers that I've been painting. I've put a second coat of enamel on that, on them this morning, so hopefully it'll be the end of that one. I'll just let it dry off. The first coat looked very good indeed. I gave them a very, very light sand, and there wasn't a hint of any roughness at all. No insects, no dust, no bits of dried paint, nothing. I probably didn't even need to sand them. So if the second coat comes out as good as that, I'll be very pleased. one, and I've done another coat of undercoat on one of the lintels, a little one. It's not in the sun at the moment. I'll do that in the morning before the sun gets around there, and I've pretty well run out of undercoat now, so I'll have to go and get another tin, I think, before I can do the large lintel on the garage door. Yeah, going 40 metres there, Herb. Brian, I didn't think to... I sometimes listen into that, but I'm usually pretty busy. I was going to listen to 80. I got it when I had breakfast a bit earlier than normal this morning, and there's usually a bit of traffic around on 80 metres in the morning, but I just completely forgot and got out to the garage there and got into the painting. And I've already had my cup of tea. We've got a visitor here this morning, so we made their tea a little bit earlier, and I've been in the living room eating Christmas cake and drinking the tea, and just made it into the shack to switch on in time to warm it up for the session. So there we are. Now I've got a little bit of information for Kevin or anyone who's interested on the fluorescent lights. This is not what I told you yesterday. I checked the double one here, the 220 watt tube one, and it has got two separate starters, so I assume it's got two separate ballasts as well. Just complete two separate units in the one box by the look of it. So with that, I better keep it moving, I think, and it's over to Reg. I'll give signal reports on the next day of it. VK3BQM with a group, VK3AGP.
VK3KRH for a quick one.
Go ahead, Roscoe.
Yeah, good morning to everyone there, just running barefoot at the moment. I won't be able to hang around this morning. I've got to drop Mum down at the doctor's for an appointment in about 10 minutes. So just quickly thought I'd pop in and say howdy to everyone, and hope you're all fitting well. Well, I'm not sure if I'll be back in time. You'll probably be finished by the time I get back, but we'll see how we go there. Over to you there, Reg, VK3BQM and the group VK3KRH.
Yes, good morning to you and all on deck. There, Roscoe and everyone else. You're 32 dB over 5 and 9 here with your barefoot. So, very good signals. Right, he's hoping you get back in time then. Right, let's see. Okay, Herb, I didn't make any notes there. I think the first note I've got here is Rob. Managed the picture theatre for some time. That would have been interesting, I'm sure. And retained vision. That's the time lag you're referring to there, yeah. With how long the retina or the, yes, I suppose you'd say the retina retains the image before it's lost. And although it's very quick, it's long enough to be able to join together the frames of a movie as a smooth pattern. That's the wrong way of saying it, I know, but I just can't think of the right way. Gus, the modulation is the correct several wetting, a level setting to me here, the modulation, with that rig, quite good. Did I make a note? Yes, 5.9 plus 20 dB over, Gus. With good kick-up of modulation. Okay, on the coat of undercoat there on the Chester drawers, all successful, no dust marks or anything, it's very good. I hope that the top coat goes on that way. And, well, that's all the notes I've made here. Thank you very much, Michael, for your information in the post, which I received this morning. That's a very good listing, and from it I'll be able to bring up one of the one of their own charts on my screen, and I'll be able to print out all the frequencies off that. So that works out quite good. I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere there that there was a... I'm just trying to quickly read it. I can't pick it up in a hurry, but there'll be somewhere there. If not, at least I do have the internet address, and if I need to update at any time, I can go to the library and bring it up there on one of their computers. So that's very good. I'm quite pleased to get that, believe me. It saves a lot of wasted time trying to sit around listening and to to try and sync every time they come up in between. If you don't know they're going to be there, it can be damned awkward. Right, that's very good. Okay, I've had my walk nice, bright and early this morning. The plumbers from the Water Valley Waterworks, or whatever they are called nowadays, have dug the footpath up three houses down from where they did it at the weekend. So sometime during the next hour or so, probably we won't have any water for the second time. So I don't know what the score is there, but they'll undoubtedly put it right one way or the other. Even if they have to come right down the street replacing the pipe as they go. Section after section, fix one section and springs a leak further down. Right, from me across to VK3CKL. This is VK3BQM.
Right, nobody else heard VK3BQM and the Morning Coffee Group VK3CKL. Good morning to everyone. I'll just check the tuning here again. Okay, same as it was yesterday. Yes, good morning to everyone on the net and to any listeners, all good readable signals. I did switch the other rig on and get a reading on your signal, Gus, and it looks much the same as when you're on the standby transmitter. Audio sounds fairly similar, except on the main transmitter there's no hum. I think you realise that. The hum on the other one isn't objectionable, but I did take note of the difference there. Herb, the cool change, yes, not a spot of rain as far as I know. Trace of feedback there on your signal to begin with. And I don't know that we've seen the sun a lot here. It has been shining intermittently, but I think the clouds are still... I can't really see out the window. I've got the outside blind down, but I'm sure there are still some clouds there because the sun is disappearing now and then. Rob, the letter from Herb, and the persistence of vision. And yes, your audio sounds okay, as I say, a good readable signal. And I heard Michael on his second call, heard Michael quite clearly. Oh, yeah, I heard Roscoe come in too, although I was on the phone at the time. I think that was just before, I'm not sure when it was, but anyway, I had a phone call during your over there, Gus. Oh, the persistence of vision, yeah, you mentioned movies, and of course the same thing with TV. TV simply wouldn't work if we didn't have that persistence of vision. And I believe that's why cats can't see television, because there is no... cats don't have the same degree, anyway, of persistence of vision that humans have. And I think that's got something to do with sort of one of the reasons for them being able to see a bit better at night. I'm not sure if there is a connection, but I think there may be. Gus, I did miss quite a bit of your over with the phone call. I came back just in time to hear you say about the fluorescence and the two ballasts in the double unit, so I got that much. Okay, on the progress of the homework there. And Reg, the comments on the computer and the internet and work on the water leakage there. And that's about it so far. I think I've been fiddling around with the computer most of the morning. I did switch it on late in the afternoon yesterday and it wouldn't boot up, and after thinking about it for a while I thought, well, maybe there's a loose connection there with the installation of the CD burner, which I haven't used yet. It's installed and seems to be all okay, but I'll probably have to upgrade the computer a bit, I think, if I want to burn a full CD. But I haven't actually sat down and tried to use the CD burner. Anyway, with this fault last night, I thought about it for a while and I pulled the cover off and just pressed the connectors home and when I fired it up again, it worked okay, so I think it was just one of the plugs perhaps not mating properly onto its socket. Let's see, the HRSA meeting I went to on Sunday night too. I didn't stay for the full meeting, but it was quite good with a bit of homemade test gear people brought along to show off. And the HRSA over the next three meetings, that's February, March and April, they have a video which is going to be shown in three parts of those three meetings. It's called Empire of the Air, and it's the story of Armstrong, DeForest and Sarnoff. So apparently it is quite a long video and be quite interesting to see. And the other thing that was mentioned a bit on Sunday night's meeting, and also as mentioned in the current issue of the magazine, is the sealed receivers that were in vogue for a very short period of time. I think that was back about 1923 or something like that. So a couple of interesting things there with that group. With that, we'll pass it on to Michael, VK3DCP and the group, VK3CKL.
No one else heard. VK3DCB returning to the group. Good morning all. I'm a little bit amused here because my oscilloscope perhaps isn't showing any horizontal modulating deflection. So I haven't got a trapezoid, but it clearly is modulating okay because I've got the monitor phones on as well. So there must be a connection that's too far somewhere in the line. All signals are good. But no one over string 9 except for Herbert Rich, who are usually 20 over 9. So Gus, you're just on the 9, and Kevin on the 9 too. And Ross, Gus, you're still there, you're about the same strength too. That's a terrific copy all through. Made a few notes, but not many. Rob on the persistent image phenomenon. Yeah, that's terribly important, isn't it? I can remember my grandparents had a funny Victorian toy, with a drum, a rotating drum with lots of vertical slots. And inside of the drum, you rolled a bit of paper against the wall, you spun the drum around looking through the slot. You saw hunters jumping over fences and ballet dancers and various other things looking quite mobile. Very, very fascinating for a very small child. I didn't know about cats. That's interesting, Kevin, that they don't have a persistence in their rods and cones. And that explains a few things. Although our cat stares at the TV screen at night, so she's probably quite confused, wondering what the earth she's supposed to be seeing. Gus on the painting and Christmas cake instead of Anzac biscuits, all noted there. And Reg, I'm sure that I thought that you would have got it before today's mail, interestingly enough. But I'm glad it's of use. And I'll keep an eye on that website, and if there's any updates, then I can get it across to you. I'm hoping just to be downloaded again and send you a hard copy rather than that thermal paper through our fax copying machine. But at the very time I tried, I couldn't get onto the website. The meteorological website wasn't taking on connections, and so I thought the quickest way was just to photocopy it. But as I say, that photocopy will only last about 12 months before it becomes totally unreadable. Kevin on the CD burner, yes. My wife Dee has a CD burner for her Macintosh, and must say, having got it, she hasn't really used it very much. She was obsessed about having something to store her programmers because we haven't got an external disk drive. But having set it up, it was hard to set up, but she hasn't really used it very much. And the Radio Historical Society meeting, that sounds interesting with the videotapes coming up. I haven't done much amateur radio-wise since I spoke to you last, but I'm now surrounded by small peanut-type valves. I'm thinking about making a little QRP rig for 160 metres to take down to Rye and have it set up there at the holiday house. So I thought I'd go QRP and spend time on the antenna down there on the basis that low power and good antenna is as good as high power and poor antenna. And I'm just looking at the valves I've got for just a fake modulated Class C amplifier. And I notice I've got a couple of 6CZ5 and 6197, which
power out from Pentos and would run about 10 watts. So I thought I might make up a very small rig and see how they go. That's drawing board stuff at the moment. Okay, so now I presume Moscow's gone, so I must go back to you, Herb. VK3JO to take, VK3DCP with the group.
Right, nobody else heard. VK3JO replying, and all okay from everybody, all good signals, of course, and no problems there in copying at all. Right, good to hear you all anyway, and Roscoe, yes, he said he'd only be brief, maybe he'll be back by the end, but okay, and Rob, yes. Yes, I only had a few copies made of that, so unfortunately I won't be able to send one to everybody, but perhaps, maybe, at the end of the coming Alzheimer's transmission, a lot of other people may be able to hear it. And yes, your comments there about retained vision, yes, certainly, and somehow I'm sure who it was mentioning some device. I can recall having a little booklet of Dancer, I think it was, some action, and you know, you could flip these things over and you'd get a moving picture effect. So that was one of the earliest things. I'm sure there's some others, but I'd forgotten all about them until you mention it. But certainly that's enabled us to have moving pictures and, of course, TV. So there we are. Right. Let's see. Oh, Gus. Got next in line, I think that's right, yes. Note the comments there about the main transmitter. And I think, yes, it does have a little more oomph than the other one. But I haven't got the meter on this thing to be able to get a variation in the actual carrier strength. But I'm sure on the occasions when I have had the Type 3 receiver going, I have noted that it has increased about one or two divisions on the meter. Right, note the other comments there, about 80 meters and visitors, and you mentioned the plane, and all of those comments about the fluorescence, etc. Right, Reg, comments there, and about the computer, etc., and the letter from Michael, I understand. With the waterworks, yes, you were mentioning yesterday about the main being on one side and then getting to the other side. Well, I think just thinking about that, there is a that dogleg in the street, isn't there? So that the alignment, the straight alignment, I should think, would be on the the southern sector of the street down to Toorak Road. It sounds as though the main could be on the western side, and that would be a direct alignment to the eastern side on the section of your street to Bath Road. So it's quite logical that the alignment of the main would continue. Where a case like that, we've got an intersection of streets both ends, I should think there'd be a stopcock in the ground at both ends there, and usually there is a cover, a cast iron cover or some substantial cover, which can be opened with the appropriate tool, giving access to the stopcock so that that could be shut down. Now, those are indications of the alignment of the water main. Anyway, yes, it looks as though you'll be without water until they get that fixed up. So, yes, they've got to jump onto those things, and they must be happening all around the area. I wonder how much of it is due to the drought conditions and with the absence of moisture getting into the ground there and keeping it, you know, you get some shrinkage, and that must impact on the everything buried there in the ground. So anyhow, there we are. Kevin, okay from you there too. Comments about Gus's rig and the vision there. Oh, connectors on the computer, right. Oh, interesting about that HRSA. Oh, that sounds like the program that was on the, must have been the ABC, I'm not sure which one it was on now. But I think they had three sections of it, and it was concerning those three that you mentioned. So it's, it was a most interesting session, and I'm sure you'll be interested if you hadn't seen it on air before, but most interesting about Armstrong and DeForest and the head of RCA, I've forgotten his name now, but anyway, there we are. Right, well now, this morning, looking through the yesterday's paper in the deaths column, we came across one WR Grono, VK3WG. Now, he was very prominent in the amateur radio scene, had served terms as president in the Victorian division, also president of the WIA federal body in the days when it could be moved from around from different states, and one of the instigators in organising and getting the amateur radio magazine organised. So at 95 years, he is no longer with us. So that was my first intimation that he was that he had passed away. Apparently, he died on Friday, and I did make a phone call to Alan Doble, who's been prominent with the Old Timers Club this morning. And Alan was well and truly aware of it because he had visited Bill in his, it was in Caulfield Hospital apparently, where he passed away. So I note the funeral is Thursday afternoon. I'll have to see if I can go to that. That leaves me as the sole remaining survivor of the group that were involved with WIA in the pre-war and immediate post-war periods. So I had a lot of contact with him and others. All the others are silent keys. The only other one that is the widow of our Treasurer Jimmy Marsland, 3NY, and she. We used to, when during the war period, when we were producing the amateur radio magazine by means of a duplicator machine and so on, it was at her or his. That's Jimmy Marsland, 3NY, private home. Where we'd gather with others, the group, of course, about four or five of us, and churn out this amateur radio magazine. So she is now in a retirement village, and, of course, was well known to all the others on the magazine committee. So life goes on. So then, anyway, that was the result of pursuing yesterday's paper that I didn't have a look at until this morning. Right, next in line is Michael. It's Rob, 3DTR. I wonder whether Jim is aware of that. It's something that I think, you know, the Victorian Division, since you're such a prominent member of it, he should be aware of it. So when you're in touch with him at all, might be as well to just make sure. So VK3DTR and the group VK3JO.
Fine, VK3JO, VK3DTR in the Morning Coffee group, 1825 kilohertz. Name and call sign, Herb, and I'll check that out for you.
Grono, Golf, Romeo, Oscar, November, Oscar, Whiskey. I think I've got that right there. Call sign VK3 Whiskey Golf.
Okay, and what day's paper?
It's in Monday's Herald Sun. And if Jim has got a copy of the WI yearbook, you'll probably get quite a bit of information about him there.
Okay, I think it deserves that respect, Herb, so I'll check that out for you. Yes, I know the name Grono. It's a little bit of Polish background, I think, there. Gronov, it would have been. But anyway, that's just by the by. Okay, interesting comments all around. HRSA video, you will enjoy that. Unfortunately, Armstrong jumped out of a high building window for some reason. I think DeForest was a little bit of a villain. But a wonderful video, don't miss it. And the incredible heights that Armstrong climbed to. Frightening, absolutely. Now, I must give signal reports. Herb, 25 over 9. Gus, 5 and 7. Red, 30 over 9. You're the best looking today. Kevin, 5 and 9. Michael, 5 and 8. Now, let's see a couple of comments. Do you remember the lead pipes, Herb? I remember as a boy, my dad was an estate agent down in Richmond, and they had lead pipes running up lanes and all sorts of places, but whether that caused health problems, will we ever know? And the flicking of the little book with the pictures, yes. And what about the penny arcades? What the butler saw with the winding handle when you put a penny in? Yes. Also, I can tell you a quick one about the theatre. One night we were showing Northwest Passage with Paul Muni in it. And to my horror, a reel was missing. Now, some of the film exchanges had 10-minute windings and others had 20-minute windings. Luckily, this was 20 minutes. We rang up the... they were always on call. They searched the... there were a couple of reels to go. They searched their basement, couldn't find it. I had seen the film a number of times, so Robert got the lights faded down and came out on stage with a microphone, and I told them what had happened. The reason I went out was, 1 minute they're in the jungle, and if the next reel wasn't there, the next shot at the end of the particular reel, they were up in the Arctic somewhere in the snow. So I told them what went on in between, detail, and they gave me a hand of applause. I thought that was worthwhile anyway, but that was interesting. Sight. Well, our pussycat, an Abyssinian, he hasn't got retained vision, I'm quite sure. Night sight is absolutely magnificent, but he stares at the TV, and sometimes if in a cricket match, the white ball or the seagull's lifting off, he can see that movement, and he puts his paws up on the screen. Another thing I think's amazing, birds with their small eyes and pupil compared to cats, even ours, I suppose, but the bird's sight from distance is incredible, and the hearing through the nostrils. Unbelievable, anyway, for what that's worth. By the way, anyone remember Eddie Barmer on 3KZ? I knew Eddie in my radio days, and he is now 97 years of age and quite well. How about that? VK3AGP, VK3DTR.
Yes, fine. Excuse me. Rob, VK3DTR with the group, VK3AGP. You just left a pause there to measure the noise. Both Rob's signal and Michael's signal's a little bit difficult to copy today, but the noise is only running at 1.2. It may have dropped, so I think it might have been higher earlier, because there was a sudden change and Rob's signal was been a little bit easier to copy. But anyway, we've got most of it. I did say I'd give signal reports, and I haven't actually written them all down, but I'll run through them. Herb, you're 2.8 volts, Rob, 2 volts, Michael, 2 volts, and Roscoe is 3, and I didn't look at the meter when for Edge and Kevin, but you'll be neck and neck, and you'll be the strongest of the lot. Well, you're probably about the same as Roscoe when he runs barefoot. Anyway, some interesting stuff there, so I might just sort of try and pick out the best, but before I do, I'd noticed there was a report of a car accident on the Westgate Bridge this morning where a car had got sandwiched between two trucks. I don't doubt that at all, because I hate that place. When we travel up that direction, when we go away on holidays, and we get onto the Westgate Freeway and over the bridge, if it's a weekday, there's just trucks everywhere, and they seem to have a law unto themselves. And I think the sooner they bring in a rule to say you can't pass on the left, the better, because the trucks will just pass anywhere, and they do at least 100 k's. So I think somebody must have pulled out the pass something, and there's a truck coming through or something like that. So, but now I don't know, when we tootle up here from Frankston, I know Kevin was complaining about speed limits the other day, but from here to Melbourne, the most you get up to is 70, Kevin, if you go up the beach road, and once you get to Morty Alec, it's 60 all the way. It'll get to the freeway right in the city, and it's 100. And you get up there, and you're used to driving slow, and these trucks just go hurtling past. But in England, you're not allowed to pass on the left, and the traffic's much more orderly. And we were tootling along one day, and probably about a four-lane motorway, and we were one lane out from the left, and we had a little motorhome thing, didn't go very fast, and a big truck came up behind us and flashed his lights, and he wasn't allowed to pass us on the left. We had to pull over and let him pass on the right. And I reckon the sooner they bring that in here, the better. Anyway, that's my soapbox for the day. What have we got here? Oh, thanks for the comments on the signal, everyone. And I didn't realise it was a less hum on this one. That's interesting to know. I don't suppose you can remember, Kevin, whether the standby rig always had that hum problem or not, because it could be something I did when I rebuilt the speech amplifier. Well, it could be there all the time. With the standby rig, both the transmitter and the modulator use a voltage doubler power supply, and I'm pretty sure that hum is there. It may even be there without the modulator connected. I'm not sure. I'd have to do a lot of testing to pin it down, but there's not much I can do about it, so I think I'll just leave it as it is. But it's nice to know this one's better, so that's good. The painting there, Reg, yeah, was when you're spray painting with enamel, with an oil-based paint, the real problem is the length of drying time gives it ample time for things to land on it. Whereas if you're using auto lacquer, it dries in a few minutes, and that's the least of your problems. You do get a lot of other problems spraying auto lacquer, but not things landing on it. So when I did all the kitchen, when we had a new kitchen built here, I did all the painting for that, and I took all the doors and drawer fronts out to the garage, and there were so many of them, I think I had to break it up in at least three different groups. And out of so many, you'd get so many would have an insect on it. So I used to work on the principle that if I took the ones that had insects away and put them in the kitchen and then sanded back the others and sprayed them again, only half of them would have insects. And I kept eliminating them till I eventually got the whole lot done without anything on them. And some of them might have had three or four coats, of course, to get to that stage. Anyway, note the comments on the early radio there, the video, and it's probably the same one that Herb was talking about that was on TV some time ago. And the Anzacs have gone, Michael, into the Christmas cake this morning. I've got to make some more biscuits at some stage. And that valve you mentioned, I thought you said a 6 Bravo Zulu 5, but that doesn't exist in my book. So perhaps it was something else there, Michael. So I wish you luck with that. You must be going to build the whole thing, eh? A modulator and transmitter and everything before you go down the Rye. And, yeah, thanks for information on VK3 Whiskey Golf there, Herb. Yeah, can't say I've ever heard of him before, but obviously you had a lot to do with him once, and you're the sole survivor of that particular group. Oh, well, it's an era past, hasn't it, Herb? And what have we got there for... Oh, the missing reel there, Rubble. I think that was... Part of the duties of the manager, wasn't it, to get out the front and spruik if something went wrong. That's happened to me a few times when I've been in the audience. Sometimes one of the projectors has played up and they've had to explain that between each reel there'd be a slight delay while they loaded the new one into the one remaining projector. But an interesting one happened in fairly recent times with one of the films where they join all the reels up and put them on a big reel. I think they call it a platter. Sits on the table. They assume that they've all been rewound, and one of them wasn't. Halfway through the film, the pictures were upside down, the audio was unreadable, it was all just all wobbly gobbledygook, and the manager was having a cup of coffee with the projectionist, I think. After a while, like, somebody went out, alerted them there was something wrong, so he had to come out and explain the to us exactly what I said, but they join all the reels up into one big long length, and it just so happened that one wasn't rewound and there was nothing much they could do about it at the time. And he did issue us all with passes for another show, and we just watched the rest of it, but a lot had happened. But unlike you there, Rob, he didn't explain to us what had happened. He probably didn't know. But exactly the same sort of thing. And I don't know whether we got a round of applause or not. We probably did. So it's all part of, even though it's not a live performance, it's still a real-time situation, and anything can go wrong, can't it? Righto, I think that's about it for me. I better make this my final. And I don't think I'll be here tomorrow. I think we'll have to front up to the nature reserve tomorrow and do some work. So, 73s everyone, and cheers to all their listeners, and look out for you on Thursday. So for me it goes back to Reg, VK3BQM, pretty sure that's right, yep, VK3BQM with the group, VK3AGP is signing off, and we'll be listening through before closing. Cheers everyone.
Yes, thanks Gus. Yes, that would be a bit of a catastrophe, the reel not rewound. Let's see, no persistence of vision, we've covered all that. Oh, okay, Kevin with the, Kevin booting problem with the CD burner and a plug not making, all noted there, Kevin. And, that could be a trap. The computer looks for that first. No, it doesn't. It looks for the small floppy disk first, and then Yes, God knows what. Probably loose plug, as you say there. Michael, trapezoid not working, the slotted toy, and some of those flip over book pages and the penny arcades, etc. Those were the days. And Michael's QRP rig for portability Rye, knows it there, Michael. Mains Herb, the mains alignment. I'm not quite sure what the score is there, Herb. It's most unusual, but it would make sense that the pipe remains straight, and the bend in the road would just then transfer the pipe from one side of the street to the other as it went through the S-bend. And the cocks that they can just lift up and turn off instead of having a hydrant standing there. You can remove the hydrant and just have a cock. Dryness stress on mains, all noted. And VK3WG, Bill, I didn't know that you've lived on past their time. Also noted Herb, seeing he was 95. Rob, signal reports. Yes, Herb is 59 plus 40, DTR plus 25, AGP plus 20. On that rig, Gus, you've been 15 on the other, 59 plus 15 on the standby rig, 20 on this one. And CKL Kevin, 59 plus 22, and DCP plus 20, this morning's reports. Car accident on the West Gate. That was something that I found quite horrifying, being up in Queensland and having these speeding almost road trains trying to pass you on the wrong sides and that, and you get caught out in the middle and can't get in for them, and oh, deep as air, don't pass on the left. I agree with you, Gus. I did say to Cheryl at one time there, I didn't like that at all, being hemmed in and or not being able to get in when you wanted to get in if you're out on the outer lane and had one of these great big long things passing you on the inner lane. It's quite a thing. A bit unnerving, really. And they don't seem to give a damn. And the spray paint business, yes. I was fortunate in as much as where I was spraying enamel in the garage, in the old garage before it was pulled down, there was some air passage able to go through there, and I used to get dust on mine, anything I spray painted there, Gus, until I realised, oh, I'll try closing the door and see if it reduced the amount of airflow through it, which it did enough. If I put the painted articles on one side of the garage, they didn't seem to get dust on them like they did on the other side, sort of. And that was the only way I could get around that insects in your case. It was dust in mine. Right, OK, I'm going to say cheers. Time marches on, so I better hand it over to you there, Kevin. Look forward to the next time. VK3CKL to take it in the morning coffee group. VK3BQM.
Right, thanks, Reg. VK3CKL to the morning coffee group. Looking around for my bit of scribble paper. And I don't know what I've done with it. I will find it. There it is. Yep. Okay, let's see what notes I have made. Quite a lot of comments there. Thanks for them all, and the signal reports also. Haven't really got reports here. The rig doesn't have an S-meter on it, which I can get any intelligence out of. This particular receiver I'm using at the moment, that is. Let's see. Michael followed me, and I didn't get too much, Michael. I've got some noises going on here fairly consistently. I've never worked out where they come from, and maybe I never will. But your signal is just at that level where they do interfere. I know you were mentioning dancing. I didn't quite get whether it was belly dancing or ballet dancing, but one or the other. And you're commenting on the website and giving signal reports. I got the signal reports okay. The noise I mentioned, it was sort of making copy occasionally difficult on Rob's transmission too. It's not mains leakage type noise, I won't try and describe it, and as I say, I thought at one stage it was one in the Crammond receiver, but I've got a different receiver up here now. I've got the Lafayette, and still getting the same noises through that one, so obviously there's something that's coming in through the antenna. Anyway, enough of that. So as I say, I got some of your comments there, Michael, but not all of them by any means. Herb, yes, I'd forgotten about that program being on ABC TV. I think at the time it was on, I missed the first two episodes. I think you may have made me aware that it was on. I saw a bit of it, but I certainly didn't see the complete thing, so it will be interesting to see it, well, providing I get to the three meetings, of course, in order to see it. We'll see what happens anyway. Bill Grano, look, that name is extremely familiar to me, and I don't know where from. I don't think it's the AWA. Maybe he was connected with one of the large manufacturers like AWA or Radio Corp or someone like that, but I certainly know the name very, very well. But as I say, I can't work out where from. So, okay, on the fact that he passed away anyway. Rob, further comments on vision of cats and dogs, I think. And Eddie Barmer, yeah, remember the name Eddie Barmer quite well. It's not that long since I heard him, I think, speaking on air. When I say that long, it could be 10 or 15 years ago. May have been on one of the community FM stations. I'm not quite sure. I think he used to compare... I think he was manager at 3KZ at some periods, and I think he may have compared the P&A Parade or one of those type programs also. Wonder if anybody, fairly late to ask this question, I wonder if anybody can remember who sponsored, radio auditions on 3UZ, you know, that program where they'd give you one, two or three gongs, depending. I can't remember who the sponsor of that was. Okay, on the comments on the missing spool and your bit of work up front on that one. Gus comments on the Westgate Bridge and speed limits and so forth and the situation in England with the trucks all noted. And the hum, yeah, I'm pretty sure your standby transmitter has always had a level of hum. I don't think it's always new there, Gus. Certainly one of your transmitters has, and I think it was the standby one. So nothing new, I don't think, there. Reg comments on computer and spray painting and so forth. And that's about it. I think I did get a letter yesterday, too, from W6SKH, Ivan in California, to whom I've been in the habit of speaking on Saturday mornings for quite a few years, and I think I did mention that he... sent me a Christmas card and let me know that a gum tree had fallen on his tower, and he sent me a few photographs of the damage. It's a tower very much like a Nally tower, and it's just bent almost double a few feet above feet above the bottom section, in other words into the top section. It's bent about 3 foot up there. And looks quite a mess, and fallen down on his shed. Some elements sheared off his antenna, so he's got quite a lot of work to do to get it back into order. And of course, as he mentioned, it probably he won't be able to do much to it during the winter until they get to the better weather. Okay, with that, I'll say 7-3 all round. Thanks for the session and the comments and the reports. Cheers to any listeners. Probably won't be here tomorrow, but hopefully we'll be back on Thursday. VK3DCP and the group, VK3CKL signing clear, but listening through. Cheers all.
Okay, Kevin, VK3DCP returning tomorrow. It's Thursday, old man. Then maybe you will make you one on tomorrow. All signals good, and no change in my last report. Herb, sorry to hear about Bill Grano. Yes, I remember meeting him the first time at the old time as much, and I remember he was present the second time, although I don't think you or I spoke to him. But 95 is pretty good. And to sit through the old AR and leave me after the war, his name crossed up tremendously frequently. He was very active in a whole lot of things, not just the AR publication, I suspect. Okay, Bob, on your swimming through the road, missing spool, that's good, getting a forward from China to start at you. And the medical zero, so the rise to the occasion, I think.
discuss your West Coast bridge. I was on the West Coast yesterday, about 1 p.m. coming back from another factory site inspection. Something I don't do very often, but there was a shopping off the local station issue. And have a look at it. But the traffic on the West Coast bridge at 1 p.m. was unbelievable. I think trucks outnumbered cars by about 5 to 1. And you certainly do feel very inhibited by that traffic flow roaring past what's up behind you. It is a very precarious situation. The rig I'm thinking about is not a major construction because I'll use the modulator and power supply for which was used on my original novice rig. It's a modulator is a 6BQ5, and I'll use a VFO which I already have built for 160 meters. So really all I'm building is a little chassis with a power amplifier in class, the plate modulator, and I'm thinking about either using a 6BQ5 or a 6 Charlie Zulu 5, that was the valve I mentioned before, or a 6197. So I've got the size of those. I'm just looking at their characteristics to determine which would be probably more appropriate. I suspect any of them would do. So that's a little project, and there's no urgency about it, but I thought I'd try and do that. Red, thanks for the signal report, all noted there. And Kevin, sorry you can't copy me too well. I make me notes about your over, but I heard you quite well, and you're still just a strength 9 here. So with that, I'll say thanks for letting me into the sketch today, and I should be on tomorrow. Can't actually guarantee it. Tomorrow being Thursday. No, tomorrow's off. That's right. Sorry, tomorrow's... Today's Tuesday. I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm a day ahead of myself. I should be on tomorrow, but I'm on Thursday. Okay, what am I wrong? Back to you, Herb, for a final. So this is VK3D6B73, and listening. Cheers.
Oh, right. All okay. VK3JO replying, and let's see, yes, quite a few comments there, but time's got on, so yes, well, Rob, you followed me there, so yes, quite interesting about your comments there, and Eddie Barmer, I don't know that I could remember that exactly, but the name does sort of just a very faint tinkle on the bell. So, interesting about the cat and the TV there too. So, right, I don't know that, cat's TV, yes, we used to have cats, but I was trying, I don't know that detected anything like that. Right, let's see, and AGP Gus noted your comments there, and... signal reports, etc. Right, anyway, I'm trying to do decipher the scribble and then find out what it refers to. But anyway, yes, interesting there about comments and the films, etc. And well, there we are. It's telling me it's time for me to shut up. Reg, no, yes, trucks, oh gee, yes, that's wicked, isn't it? Scary, rather. You don't really feel safe with these great big things belting along beside you, you know, especially if you get one each side. No way. Gee, it's not that they, you never know, if anything happens all of a sudden, it's a mess. And some cases... I keep off freeways as much as I can, really. One of the reasons is the trucks. They can belt along one in front of the other and so close together if anything happens to the one in front. Be a terrific tangle. Kevin, interesting to note that... someone mentioned Bill Grono there and... yes, he was very prominent in the WIA, and Michael mentioned that too in amateur radios, yes. I knew him well. He was a very nice bloke. And actually, in the post-war period, I did purchase a immediate post-war period. I did purchase a kit of parts to build a little mantle broadcast radio. That was from store there in Little Lonsdale Street, I think it was. Forgotten its name, but Bill Groner was the one that sold it to me. He didn't stay there very long. He moved away and was also part of, I'm not sure whether he actually ran organisation that handles Zephyr products. He was in that, I know. So I'm not sure what else. One stage also he was with the Warburton and Frankie organisation. He used to live in St Kilda Road in the early days. That's about enough of that. So I'd like to attend his funeral. So that'll be Thursday afternoon. Okay, well, I won't dwell any longer on that. Thanks all for coming up. It's been interesting as usual, and wish you all the best. Have a good day. Tomorrow being Wednesday, as far as I can tell, I should be here. Hopefully have another enjoyable session. So VK3JO is concluding with the group. Just listening for any final comments from anyone before closing. Cheers, all.
Cheers, Herb. You still there, Mike?
Yes, Bob.
Just a quick one. I sent you an email about the mail washer. I got into it yesterday. Very interesting, but not really of value unless you get a lot of spam emails, nuisance ones. Mike, back to you.
Yes, okay, Bob. Thanks very much. Haven't looked yet. Thanks for that. VK3DCB going clear.
Cheers. And VK3DPR now going clear with the group. Cheers all round. Look forward to perhaps tomorrow. Cheers.
Yes, fine, I'm Bill Grono. Sorry, I've got a mouthful of sandwich too there, Herb. Yes, it would be Warburton and Frankie, I'm pretty sure, where I'd remember the name from. Cheers all, VK3CK, I'm closing.
Yes, all noted. Cheers all, VK3JO now, QRT.